Well, good morning. I'd like to call the Committee on Agriculture to order. Kim, please call the roll.
Chair Grimsley?
Here.
Senator Rader? Senator Baxley?
Here.
Senator Farmer? Senator Huckel?
Here.
Senator Mayfield?
Here.
Senator Powell? Senator Roussan?
Here.
Senator Stube? Quorum present.
Thank you. We're going to move first, members, to tab 2, Senate Bill 740, which is the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services by Senator Stargell. Welcome to the Agriculture Committee, and you're recognized when you're ready.
Thank you, and I heard that some of the members have other places to go, so I will go fast in reading this brief description of the bill, which is several pages, so we'll get started. With this bill shifts the issuance of the local oyster harvesting license for Apalachicola Bay to DAX, from DAX to the city of Apalachicola, where the community can use the funds for local shell recycling or other oyster-related services, streamlines and modernizes the seed law. Although this represents a significant portion of the bill, I can assure you that it is in line with the recommended Uniform State Seed Law, the Federal Seed Act, and the Plant Variety Protection Act. It allows the department to pay for the initial cost to obtain a commercial driver's license for Florida Forest Service employees that are required to have one. It allows electronic submission of forms for water vending machines and removes the requirement to have serially numbered stickers, which saves money. In an effort to help veterans and create jobs, this bill will allow military firearm instructors to qualify for a Class K license if they were an instructor during the last 3 years of military service. It expands a successful partnership with tax collectors by allowing them to provide fingerprinting and photographing services to complete online concealed weapon and firearm license applications. This also authorizes tax collectors to print duplicate licenses. It requires the department to expedite resolution of issues concerning eligibility requirements for the concealed weapon and firearm license and to issue licenses in an absence of disqualifying information within 90 days of the receipt of the completed application. It substitutes an oath for a notary requirement on applications to replace a lost, destroyed firearm license. An oath is all that is required at application and renewal, so there's really no need to have a notary for a replacement. It protects consumers by making it almost impossible to engage in deceptive practices of making advertisements appear as if they are from the governmental entity or are governmentally sanctioned by requiring a prominent, bold-type, large-font notice to the consumers. It prohibits the commingling of charitable and non-charitable funds collected through solicitation or sponsor sales and requires organizations to keep all records. It will give the donors confidence that their contributions are being used as it was intended. As part of the department's continued effort to protect consumers from unwanted telephone solicitation, the bill includes ringless voice direct-to-voicemail solicitation on the Florida's Do Not Call statute and makes changes that include business lines on the Do Not Call list. It requires commercial telephone sellers to retain solicitation call records for 2 years and to make such records available for investigation of consumer complaints. It updates anti-freeze and brake fluid laws and streamlines the required process and increases consumer protection by testing products collected in the field. The bill allows for the lawful seizure of skimming devices by department inspectors as part of the chain of custody and gathering evidence for credit card theft investigations. And finally, the bill makes several changes to the liquefied petroleum gas statutes, including the consolidations of licensee categories, which will reduce the number of licenses businesses and individuals will be required to have, an option for certain license periods to be issued for 1, 2, or 3 years, and smart technical cleanups to make the statutes easier to follow. And that is the bill.
Thank you for the explanation. Any questions?
I have a question.
Senator Roussan.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Senator Stargell, can you describe or explain for me what fees are being waived during emergencies? I think there's a part of this bill that says the Commissioner of Agriculture has the authority to waive fees during emergencies. What fees?
I don't believe that is a part of this bill, and it's not that I'm familiar with. But if the department is here, they can. That was not highlighted in my when I've looked through the section by section. I'm not seeing a waiving of the fees during emergencies in this one. But if I'm mistaken, I'll find those line numbers and I'll get back with you.
Thank you.
Follow up.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Does this bill in any way reduce the regulations required for concealed weapon permit holders?
It doesn't reduce the regulations, but what it does allow for is if a person has applied and there's not a oftentimes you might get a hit that there may be something that's a flag. If that cannot be tracked down, found, and proven to be true, that there is any kind of an issue, the license must be issued within 90 days.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Senator Huckel.
Yes, thank you very much. And thank you, Senator Stargell. Could you just go over once again the provisions with regard to the do not call?
Basically, there's a scam that's happening now. I say a scam. There's a situation where people are going directly to the voicemail and bypassing the call. It's just a direct-to-voicemail call. This is preventing that. In addition, we're allowing it to expand the do not call list to include business lines as well.
Thank you.
Senator Mayfield.
How are we, if someone gets a complaint, because I get this all the time, start with I'm on the do not call list and I still get calls. So what is the department doing, or how can the department enforce that? Because when I've had clients call, it's like, well, there's nothing we can do to enforce it. We just put you on a list. And what I think's happening is people are just getting that list, which is kind of sad. So I know we're passing legislation to address it, but then how are we enforcing it? That's the biggest thing.
Recognized.
And I may have to have someone from the department answer to that, but I do know there have been several different loopholes, I guess, if you will. We heard a bill yesterday by Senator mm-hmm. Grimsley that's trying to address. We're trying to make this do not call list do its intended purpose. Unfortunately, you can't pass laws for lawbreakers, but I think someone from the department is here that may be able to explain internally what they're doing. That I do not know.
Maybe when the department comes up to do their public testimony, if they can address that.
I have another question
on this liquefied gas. What was the reasoning to go from a 1 year to a 3 year on the licensing, since liquefied gas is a pretty dangerous for, especially for trains that are carrying it on tracks if they have a derailment?
It's for certain, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Madam Chair. It's for certain license periods. I believe it's probably within the realm of efficiencies on the details. This was the department's recommendations of things they felt they could do internally to improve their consumer relations to the public. So, again, I can't tell you the details of their motivation for wanting to make these changes, but it seemed reasonable. So, okay. But, again, when they come up.
We'll get that during public testimony as well.
Okay. Any other questions?
Okay, we're going to move into the amendatory process. We have barcode 273884 by Senator Stargell. You're recognized to explain your amendment.
This gives the property appraisers guidance to the use of an income methodology approach when appraising the value of new totally enclosed green structures that are being used to protect the citrus trees from greening. And in essence, what happened is we had a lot of people who built screens over their citrus trees to try and protect from greening, and some property appraisers were deeming that as a structure and taxing it as such.
Okay. Any questions on the amendment? Okay. Is there any debate on the amendment? Seeing no objection, shall the amendment adopted. We move to barcode 262082 by Senator Stargell. You're recognized to explain your amendment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is strictly purely technically, and you know, the line was unintentionally struck. We're putting it back.
Okay. Any questions on the amendment? I don't believe we have any public testimony, any debate. Without objection, show that amendment adopted. Moving to barcode 494718 by Senator Stargell, you're recognized to explain your amendment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Again, this is adding language that was unintentionally left out of the bill. It's making sure that hybrids of agricultural seeds are clearly labeled.
Any questions on the amendment? Any public testimony, any debate? Seeing no objection, show that amendment adopted. And then there is a late filed amendment on the desk, barcode 281488 by Senator Stargell. Show it introduced without objection. You're recognized to explain the amendment.
Again, purely technical. We had an incorrect reference.
Okay. Any questions? Public testimony, debate? Show that amendment adopted without objection. So we're back on the bill amended. Are there any questions on the bill as amended? Okay. Let's move to public testimony. Grace Lovett is here, who is the Director of Legislative Affairs for the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services. Good morning. You're recognized.
Thank you. Good morning, members. And I apologize to the sponsor. There is actually a piece addressing Senator Rusan's question about waiving fees. This is in the event of an emergency, just like we recently mm-hmm. had with Hurricane Irma. It would be for if you're trying to get a duplicate license. You know, your home was destroyed, and you know, you need to get another LP gas license mm-hmm. or concealed weapon license, something like that. We're going to let folks who've run into that issue be able to get a license without having to pay the duplicate fee. So addressing the LP gas, the reason we're offering 1, 2, or 3 year license is, first of all, this isn't like your rail where you're transporting a huge amount of LP gas. This is like when a person comes in your home to install a hot water heater. It's that top business. So So it's they have continuing education. This isn't going to be an issue of where safety would be compromised at all. It'll sync up with their continuing education. They can submit some things, you know, all at one time instead of having to come piecemeal things. So it really is an efficiency, and I do not believe there'll be any kind of reduction in safety as far as that goes. And then do not call. Do not call is, I'll admit, it is what we get most of our complaints about. And we are, just like everyone's trying to find solutions, you know, it's really hard to keep up with the technology. But we do, and I just got an update from our consumer services. I wish I had printed it out, and I will supply it to Catherine Becker, and she could send it to everyone, how many fines we're putting out there, the things we're trying to do. But it is difficult just to track down who's doing this. They're routing it through other countries. They're using, you know, numbers that look local. It's just tough, and bad actors are bad actors. You know, we don't write laws for the bad guys. You know, it's the good guys. So, and Senator Roussan, I did just a minute ago, there actually is a section that I failed to make clear with the senator, Senator Stargell. There is a section on waiving fees, but it's in the event of a disaster. So, like after Irma, your home is destroyed, you can't get your LP gas license or your security guard license is lost in the damage. So we're allowing those folks to come in and get a duplicate without having to pay. So that's what that's about. And of course, obviously, we support this bill. Very much appreciate Senator Stargell for taking this on. I know, in hearing that description, it is a beast. Just if any of you have any questions throughout this process, please don't hesitate to call us or the senator, and please ask for your positive vote.
If there's any questions of Ms. Lovett? Okay. Thank you for being here. Is there any debate on the bill as amended? Seeing no debate, Senator Stargell, you're recognized to close.
Thank you. I apologize, Senator Roussan. I usually read every bill from beginning to end, but it's the third day of session, and we didn't get that done with the final revision. So, but I'd ask for your favorable support.
Kim, please call the roll on Senate Bill, Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 740.
Senator Baxley?
Yes.
Senator Farmer?
Yes.
Senator Huckel?
Yes.
Senator Mayfield?
Yes.
Senator Powell? Senator Roussan?
Yes.
Senator Stube? Senator Rader? Chair Grimsley?
Yes. And by your vote, show Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 740 reported favorably.
Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Stargell. We're going to move to tab one at Senate Bill 170, and this is my bill, so I'm going to turn the chair over to Senator Huckel.
Thank you very much, Chair. Senators, we're going to take up tab one, SB 170, Rural Economic Development Initiative by Senator Grimsley. Senator Grimsley, you're recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. This clarifies legislative intent and establishes the importance of education, workforce development, infrastructure, and health care in the success of rural communities by redefining the term rural area of opportunity to include additional challenges such as failing school grades, obesity rates, diabetes rates, high infant mortality rates, et cetera. Is streamlined ready through the reorganization of its membership to a core group of 15, with members being decision makers rather than just someone from the department. The executive director of DO will be the chair of the committee. Other members include Department of Transportation, Department of Agriculture, DEP, Department of Health, Career Source, EFI, each rural area of economic opportunity, and 5 at-large members appointed by the House, Senate, and the executive director of DO. Their remaining organizations will serve on ad hoc committees as necessary. It increases accountability and transparency through enhanced reporting and program evaluation. DO has been established as the chair of READY, who is responsible for overseeing the success of the program, and an annual report will be submitted to the Speaker of the House, the President of the Senate, and the Governor that provides description of READY's operations. The report will include the evaluation of progress made toward goals, performance outcomes that are established by the department, and that is the bill.
Thank you very much, Senator Grimsley. Are there questions on the bill? Senators, any questions? All right, there being no questions, we do have one amendment on the desk, which is barcode 543166 by Senator Grimsley. You're recognized to explain the amendment, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This just clarifies what criteria is used to determine qualifying committees. A community would not have to meet all of the criteria in order to be considered. They would have to meet at least one, and that is the amendment.
Thank you, Senator Grimsley. Questions on the amendment? No questions on the amendment. All right, do we have appearance forms on this amendment? Not in the amendment.
Not in
Not on the amendment.
All right, no appearance forms on the amendment. Anyone in the public want to speak to the amendment? All right, there being no public discussion. All right, is there debate on the amendment? There being no debate on the amendment, Senator Grimsley, you recognize the close on the amendment.
I'll waive.
All right, all in favor of the amendment say yay.
Yay.
Yay. All opposed say nay. All right, the amendment is adopted. That is the only amendment on the bill, so we are back on the bill as amended. Questions on the bill as amended? No questions on the bill as amended. Appearance forms, I think we do have one. Thank you very much. Jim Spratt, Associated Industries of Florida, waiving in support. Is that correct? Thank you very much. All right, any other speaker cards? No? Anyone in the audience want to speak to the bill as amended? All right, no one wants to speak. Debate on the bill as amended. No debate. Senator Grimsley, you recognize the close on your bill as amended.
Wave close.
Kim, please call the roll on CS for SB 170.
Senator Baxley?
Yes.
Senator Farmer?
Yes.
Senator Mayfield?
Yes.
Senator Powell? Senator Roussan?
Yes.
Senator Stubbe? Senator Rader? Senator Grimsley?
Yes.
Chair Huckel?
Yes. All right, senators, by your vote, CS for SB 170 is reported favorably. Thank you very much. All right, we're going to go next to the chair's other bill, which is tab 3, SB 872, Young Farmers and Ranchers. Senator Grimsley, you're recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. One of the challenges members facing agriculture generally in Florida's agriculture community is specifically is the workforce that is needed. There was a 2015 study by Purdue University developed for USDA cited an immediate need for 57,000 college graduates annually to enter the agriculture-related workforce over the next 5 years, not to mention opportunities that require less than a college degree. Statistics from IFAS suggest that the average Florida farmer is 59 years old. That means demand for young people entering the agriculture as a career choice is on the rise. And there are a number of hurdles that are present for young people entering the field of production, such as access to land, availability of credit and capital, access to business skill training. Senate Bill 827 has three provisions. It creates a Young Farmer and Rancher Grant Program to provide a small state grant to assist qualified young Floridians in startup of an agriculture operation. Anticipating that a number of young veterans of U.S. Armed Forces may also have a desire to enter agriculture, the bill includes these individuals in the eligibility for the grant program. The measure also provides for the creation of advisory council that would offer recommendations and guidance to the Agriculture Commissioner on issues facing young farmers and ranchers. In pursuit of the idea that there should be no wrong door for young farmers and ranchers seeking guidance on resources, the measure directs the creation of a clearinghouse for information for those considering careers in farming and ranching, as well as resources for pursuing educational opportunities, and those would be that clearinghouse would be on the website of Department of Agriculture. And, Madam Chairman, that's the bill.
Thank you very much, Senator Grimsley, for the explanation on 872. Are there questions on the bill? Senator Roussan?
Thank you very much. And this is a great bill, Senator Grimsley. Is there a fiscal impact?
Senator Grimsley?
The bill is subject to an appropriation, so it would not – we don't have an appropriation for it yet. We're working with the Appropriations Committee. This is similar to a piece of legislation I passed in 2008 called the Agriculture Disaster Loan Program that we put in statute, but we didn't fund – but we didn't need to fund it, but the goal is to get funding for this one.
Follow-up, Senator Roussan? All right, any other questions, Senators? All right, there being a question, do we have appearance forms on the bill? There being no appearance forms, anyone in the public wish to speak to Senate Bill 872? All right, there being no public testimony. A debate on the bill, Senators? Senator Baxley, I know.
I see a young man in the back should testify for this bill, so he can wave in support. All right. Thank you.
He's adorable. He's got a badge now. All right, any other debate on the bill? There being no further debate, Senator Grimsley, you recognize the close on your bill.
I'll wave close, Madam Chair.
All right, thank you very much. Please call the roll on SB 872.
Senator Baxley.
Yes.
Senator Farmer.
Yes.
Senator Mayfield.
Yes.
Senator Powell. Senator Roussan.
Yes.
Senator Stubbe. Senator Rader. Senator Grimsley.
Yes.
Chair Huckel.
Yes. All right. Senators, by your vote, SB 872 is reported favorably. And with that, I return the chair to our Chair Grimsley.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Members, any other business to come before the committee? Okay, seeing none, Senator Roussan moves we adjourn. Without objection, show the meeting adjourned.
Thank you.